be seeing Tina.
Hi.
Hi. You getting ready? You're going to do some boot scooting?
Yeah, to my understanding, yes.
Well,
are you going to do some too?
Yeehaw.
Yeah, right. Yeehaw. Well, how are you, dear?
I'm known to get carried away a little bit on the dance floor at times.
Oh, you're going to... Okay, so you're going to shake your booty a little bit.
It's true. It's maybe not as aesthetic as it was when we were younger, but boy, can we even be enthusiastic, right?
Yeah, the body doesn't always go with the mind.
You turn
but
left and it keeps going
motion.
Right, you know. But what's big down there now?
Pardon me?
You got any new stuff to fill me in with?
Not quite yet, other than I have a couple people that I'm working on right now. I don't want to jinx it too much because I haven't really gotten any feedback just yet. Oh, yeah, and I got two more, actually. So it's in the works, so it's nothing really to tell just yet.
I think what I'm going to have to do is to make a swing down there before very long.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show you how to...
Dave?
I'll show you how to... We will have such a good time.
Okay.
And we would... When I get a hold of you, you're going to go, holy smokes, we can make a living doing this. This is nothing but just having fun all day.
Well, that would be nice.
Well, you watch out. I just might.
Okay. I'll be willing and waiting. Or waiting and willing.
Cool. What time are you guys getting into Texas?
I don't know.
Whenever Stacy knocks on the door, you're going to go load up?
Yeah, I want to say about 12:30, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should be there easy. It's only about 6 miles from the airport.
Yeah, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. We're going to see the town a little bit, too, and visit, see the sights.
Yeah, good. Well, you know what, that's what's cool about that is that you could probably pick up a couple of cards and get some people to go.
Yes, I will definitely have my eyes peeled and my ears.
All right, cool.
I do wherever I am, pretty much.
Yeah, I can tell already that you do that.
I was talking, matter of fact, I was talking to a guy at church yesterday, and I mentioned, you know, that I was a consultant and everything, and he says, yeah, I've heard of that before. He says, I think my wife's mother-in-law, was into that or something like that, and then I told him that, you know, I was going to the convention and so forth, so he's heard of it before. So, and then he says, well, you know, maybe it's not going so well because of the economy, because everybody's really tight in their belts and they just don't have the money. It's just like I'm having a hard time just gathering the money together for my pack. It's ridiculous because I got so many demands and it's expensive to try to carry.
Well, let's do this creative thing. This is one of my most fun things to do is to kind of imagine this. And have you heard me talk about this as being MacGyver marketing?
I don't know for sure.
Now, you know who MacGyver is, right?
Yes.
Did you ever see the show?
Yes.
And it was where the guy could make, you know, take a handful of BBs and his lunch and a sewing kit that his mom gave him and something out of his glove compartment and he can make a helicopter and fly away with it.
Well, I can do that with food.
Oh, awesome! Well, if we could imagine that we have this job to do and that's flying away in the helicopter, and you're MacGyver, and we threw a bunch of people in a room, and we said, okay, what we got to do is we got to get up and get out of here. Well, let's say the volcano's going to blow up, and you have to make this little buggy that'll get us out of there. And everybody in the room, they're just kind of standing around, we're going to get squished, and we don't know how to get out of here. And you go, no, here's the deal. Take off your belts, your shoes, and empty your pockets, throw it on the table. Somebody give you your knapsack, and somebody's got an apple over there, and pull all this together. What happens is everybody feels like they have a part in making something go.
Mm-hmm.
And you get one person that's whining, sitting over in the corner, oh, we're going to all blow up, whatever. Well, by the time you get done with it, you go, you know what, the thing will work, but I need an ignition switch. Has anybody got a safety pin? And the whiner looks down at their pants and goes, well, I have a safety pin because my mom put my pants on with a safety pin this morning. It was going, dude, you rock. And so they get the deal and you put it all together and everybody's safe. Everybody wins. Everybody has a part to play in making this thing happen. And if we can recruit for that end, then does a person actually need a pack?
Not really.
And Ruth Williams, when they first got theirs, they said, okay, here's what this deal is all about. Why don't each one of you go home and look at the catalog and get what you think your family needs? Get all the stuff that you could use, but also to help you grow your business. Then what we'll do is we'll get back in next week when it all gets delivered, and you can tell stories about what you did for people. But if we all got together and put it all on the table, we'd kind of probably come up with something like a pack. It's called possibility thinking. It makes everybody feel like they're a part of it. And that is what we want to practice every week, is to say, if you can't get your pack to start with, well, in the beginning, nobody could get their packs either.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the economy, but what's happening with the economy is it's just people say, well, because nobody's giving me money because I have a job, guess what? That's gone. It isn't going to come back. We're going to have to change the way we do things or everybody's going to get real hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to teach them how to break that. And how do we teach them to break that? What can any three people do if they want to? Basically,
well,
anything in the world, right?
Yeah, they have to strategize.
So that's what I keep, you and I, as we get more and more time spent, I want to rub that off on you, is to say the job has to be done by a group of people that are going to be coming around you. But it doesn't have to be done by you.
Awesome.
And once we get this thing rolling, we're looking for $1 million in volume to come in every month in the Southern California area in our group.
Oh, wow.
How much do you want to do of that? You know what I would recommend? Yeah, I would recommend that your group do $1 million. And you probably do about 400.
Because
it will be unstressful to you. But the group will be having a blast. If you did $1 million in volume a month, you'd sure be buying dinner for people every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to paint that picture and transfer that vision. Not so much that we're going to sell a product here and to sell a product there. That's a fallback position. If you look somebody right in the eye and say, you know what, I think it'd be a blast to make a difference with you. I think it would be really fun to work together on something, but I don't know if you'd be right for it or not. But it's going to take you doing your part and me doing my part and a few other people doing their part. We could just knock this thing out. It'd be huge. And if they say, well, that's fascinating. It looks really neat, but my timing's not right. But I'll tell you what, I do need something for my back, so can you get me one of those? That's how most of our sales are done. So that's when you're talking with people, then that's kind of the direction I'd like to go. Tracy, are you on?
I am. Howdy.
Howdy. What you got going down there? I missed you last Friday because I was just absolutely swamped with Dr. Naidu, but we learned a lot.
I bet. Can't wait to hear about it.
Well, here's a couple things for y'all with Dr. Naidu.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about him at all, Tina?
No. Other than you said he had a lot of things to say and you guys were going to share info back at each other, back and forth.
Okay, here's what he was. At 24, 25 years old, he had two little kids. He was in India. And he was a research scientist guy. It just so happened that the research he was doing was on a certain bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
He was at home. He was spending a little time in his backyard laboratory, and his wife comes out. She's white as a sheet. And the military had just come to pick him up at the front door. And he gets whisked off at 1 o'clock in the morning by the military in a Jeep. And they haul him into this compound he didn't know was even there. Well, it turns out it was a special forces compound for the military in India. And in the last 48 hours, 18 of the military guys had died from a mysterious disease that literally dissolved all their internal organs, and they were nothing but just gooey buttons. You know, cut them open, and they just sort of oozed out on the table.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they began to, or when he got there, he began to look around, and he noticed that all around this table, everybody was in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and they were the most esteemed professors and medical people from all over Asia, Europe, and the United States, because they were certain that what they were experiencing was a bioterrorism attack on these guys in this special army installation. And so they went around the room and gave everybody a chance based on the symptoms to take a shot at the diagnosis and see what they could come up with. A top secret deal, he said, for a year after his discovery, they weren't even allowed to speak of it. But what he said was that he postulated that it was the same bacteria that had just showed up in toxic shock syndrome. They had about 4 cases in the United States of people who were dying from toxic shock syndrome, and that happened to be what he was working on.
Oh, wow.
So of all the people that were around that table, he proposed that it was the same bacteria in toxic shock, and then he used lactoferrin, the first iteration of lactoferrin, to get rid of the toxic shock in all people everywhere that would get that disease. They'd use lactoferrin, it'd be completely gone rather than having them completely dissolved in 48 hours.
Hmm.
So then he won what was called, when he was in school at their university, it's very competitive in India and China. And just to get in, something like 200,000 applicants to get in for every position. Once you got into that university, there were 9 medals. And in the course, ever up to that point and ever since, there had never been a time where anyone had won 2 medals for academics. He won all 9.
Oh, wow.
Then he got picked up and was going all over the world doing lectures on this lactoferrin and this problem with toxic shock syndrome, and was in Sweden and was picked up by their National Institute and won the European Prize, which is the sort of the equivalent to the Nobel Prize for his discoveries.
Hmm.
And then in Europe, he hears of 9 children died in one day from E. coli, and it had never been a problem before.
Oh, wow.
So as a result of that, he began to create a product called Activin, and that's activated lactoferrin. It's essentially the industrial component that is similar to lactoferrin gold.
Hmm.
And in nature, this is the thing that lines the mucous membranes, that we all have some, but not enough. And in babies, it's what babies pick up from mothers and mother's milk. Baby calves pick up from their mothers because they're He was stating this last week that their mucous membranes are too thin when they're young like that, and they would die from all the bacteria.
Ah, their immunity has not built up.
Right. So what happened was that the cows, when they started slaughtering baby cows that had not got that immunity built up, one or two of them got in the, into the slaughterhouse, and there was, that's how that E. coli got into the system. And then when young babies and little kids would eat that meat at Jack in the Box, and it killed seven of them in one day, it was all a result of that problem.
Bacteria.
So then he came up with, he is now the reason why there are no E. coli infestations in America.
Okay.
Now this guy's Activin stuff that he does, he sprays on meat.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a meat product of any kind in the United States, he makes money.
Oh, wow.
And he's got a company now. He's got four separate biotech companies, and his companies right now are on track to be larger than Pfizer at $10 billion with a B by 2020. So he's quite a fascinating guy, and the reason he does the stuff with Nikan is it's his legacy. He was offered $174 million for lactoferrin or for Optodent.
Hmm. Really?
By one of the major drug companies.
Hmm.
Because if they bought it, they would never produce it.
Hmm.
Because it would replace a $10 billion income that they currently
have. Oh, you put it off the market.
Yep, from the drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
And would it not have been for a few events that have caused him to be so wealthy because of what he does with the other stuff, he would never have been able to survive to keep giving us that stuff.
Do you have an itch in the back of your back?
I do. I was laying on, what do you call that, what's that stuff called? It's wool. So, just to give you an idea about Dr. Naidu, I mean, that's who that guy is. And what's coming? Shall I let you in on it?
Woo!
He just cinched while I was driving with him. He got a phone call, and he finally got the patents all settled with Ostudents. They were all just patents pending. And now no one in the world can get them. But the other thing that's coming is they're just now submitting to the journals the next big meat material based on using lactoferrin in another way that eliminates inflammatory responses and has a drastic increase in the number of capillaries that are built back into the brain for people with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow, wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful.
So we're going to watch on the horizon to see what kind of responses we get from that, but this whole area called bio-replenishments dealing with is a fascinating area, because he was saying that antibiotics are just that. They're antibiotic, and they kill living things, and that the cells, our cells, are more susceptible to the antibiotics than the bugs.
You take lactoferrin every day, Gary?
I have begun to take one every day, and I need to stay on that track just to, so that I can keep my youthful good looks. So my joints will keep going, and so that I don't, you know, plug up my. And I think really the biggest one for me is the digestional tract stuff.
Right. Because we have it, but I don't take it, you know, because there's so many. I mean, I want to take my osteodent, my joint, and, you know, my women's and my immunity, and, I mean, between the immunity and the lactoferrin, I mean, is there no...
Well, lactoferrin has a lot of interesting stuff that you can also use it for if you guys kind of kind of be aware of it. One of them is you can pop the lactoferrin capsules open, and then you mix them with vitamin E, or you mix them with virgin olive oil, and you can use them as a paste over wounds and gum disease.
Huh.
And then he also said you want to throw lysozyme in there for gum disease because it has an acid that causes the things to work more appropriately. He also said if you start to get something, you start to feel the flu coming on, any kind of flu, maybe even one of the more popular ones, or a cold, he said it's incredibly effective on a cold, but take 5 of them at once when you feel it coming on.
Okay.
And another one that you could see is that a lot of people will have things like cold sores, and they're really tough on them and embarrassing, and they hurt and all that sort of stuff. We've got a crew up here that's basically, if you take 2 immunities and 2 lactoferrins, when you start to feel it developing in your lip, because a lot of that stuff will just kind of, you can feel it, and it's hard, and it's sore, and then it busts open later, that it'll stop it, and it won't even break open.
Huh. So 2 lactoferrin and 2 immunities?
Right.
For a blister.
Yeah, but you'll feel it coming in before it breaks.
I had gotten some from my dog. She had some bumps on her, bumps. And so I just started putting her on that stuff, and it, you know, just went away. But I stopped giving it to her because it went away.
Yeah, you can do it, you know, topically. Use it for those kind of issues, that kind of thing. It's crazy. This stuff is really a very interesting new niche that just drug companies don't know about. In fact, they're on the verge of causing some real big problems with the drugs. And things are going to have to change. And what we're doing is we're sitting in the catbird seat. If you guys can picture this, when these lawsuits really start coming down, where are the people going to go? Wouldn't it be nice if you had 100 people in your group or 200 or 500 people in your group around the country where they're the only thing they can get? And lactoferrin is so different, or osteoden, so, you know, these variations on lactoferrin is so different than the drugs. It's not even in the same category. What drugs do is they block some series of important chemical reactions in the body. But when you block it, like at stage 6 out of 14, you may be blocking 30 other natural biological processes. And that's what the drug does. It says, you know what, I guess we'll just take the other losses as they come, and we've got to rob Peter to pay Paul, and, you know, they might have real problems later on. Every drug is like that, but these bio-replenishments.
We're trying to get Chuck's mom and Jean's mom on osteodense, and they're taking Fosamax, which, you know, and they're always calling each other, hey, did you take your Fosamax? And we're trying to tell them, you know, you guys, because they don't.
Have you given them articles?
Yes.
Have you given the Fosamax articles? Have you shown them the picture of the lady's face?
No.
Have you seen the picture of the lady's face?
No. Is that recent? Because I've sent them the last, you know, every time there's something that comes up that you send about the Fosamax and all that. And
let me show you something really cool. This is off Brody's slides. Huh?
I said you disappeared.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to show you this. As I can.
Oh, I see. Okay. What happened to my computer? I can see him, Tina. That's why I was saying I noticed he was itching his back. He had a scratch.
Okay, stick your fingers in your nose and pull the boogers out.
Well, I can't see them now, so.
Oh, but I did such a good one, too. All right, let's see here. Where's Brody? I think I need to go here.
I like to get all his stuff, too.
Hey, when you guys are down there, I'll give you this stuff. How's that?
Okay.
I'll try to make a bunch of
What day are you going, Jerry?
What day are you going?
I'm going down Wednesday.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the Humans Being More?
I'm going to be in and out from that and advanced leadership training. Are you doing Humans Being More?
No, it'd be nice if Tina was able to do it, because we're going to be there.
Lee? You're going to be there in time for it?
We are going to be there on when we get there on Wednesday, but financially, she's...
What is it, $95 now?
Was it $95?
I think so. Well, I'll check into it.
I heard it was $195.
Check it, and then get back to me on that, because I'll throw a few bucks at it to get her in there if it works. All right, let's see. Where am I? I need to go to Brody. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, this will work. You're going to love this picture when I find it.
No bones about it. The truth about the skeletal system.
Oh, that's a, that was an earlier one, I guess. Let me get you the later one. And, Tina, we don't mean to leave you out and eat in front of you like this, but if you had high-speed internet, you know.
Yeah. You could be watching. I'm watching him, all his information that he
has. One day.
Yeah, we'll do this down there, too. I'm going to show you what this is all about.
Okay, well, I need to wrap up because I'm dyeing my daughter's hair and I need to get it rinsed and stuff.
Okay, show us. I want to see if it looks good.
It does. It looks pretty. I'm sure it is. I got to cut it, too.
Wow,
oh, okay,
nice
cool. You're multitasking. All right, here's what it looks like when the jaw rots.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely disgusting.
Now, the see that here is where the teeth used to be. Up there, that little point there, and this over here, that's the top of where the tooth used to fit in the socket. And you can literally reach in with your hands and pick those bone chips out. That's what Fosamax leads to.
Oh, that's crazy.
Don't you want to show this to them now?
That's nuts.
Okay, well, thanks, Tina. I think you're the most amount of awesome, and I can't wait to see you in a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
See you later.
All righty, bye.
Bye, Tracy.
Okay, bye. I'll find out about the Humans Being More.
Watch this.
That'd be cool.
I'll make it bigger. There, it's bigger.
It's so disgusting.
That's actually the bone right there. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, do you think that she had bad teeth prior to that? Or, I mean, how can they...
Oh, no, this is a very interesting thing. It's just because you're teaching the bones that they're not allowed to give up any more calcium, you die without the calcium. So it starts stealing it from the flat bones, and those are the bones in your face. So you want me to send her a postcard?
Huh?
You want me to send her a postcard?
That's sad. Yeah, well, we keep on saying, so go get a bone density, see how you've been on Fosamax. It's been over a year. And then, you know, just take the osteodent. So she keeps on... You know, okay, well, I'll think about it. So, now what's this, the bones on the hormone production? What is that?
When you get, this is just one of the lectures I did before I had the fancy ones like this. I just put that up there to impress you. Wait, what am I doing? I got to get out of that. Do this.
We had the body.
Okay, just a second, because I stuck something else in the way and I couldn't see. Okay. Interestingly, there's a hormone that's produced in the bones when they're allowed to make protein, or when they're allowed to make new bone cells. So once you have the osteodense, it increases the amount of new bone cell formation, and that produces more of this hormone. It's called osteocalcin. Now, osteocalcin has a really weird effect because it causes the pancreas to make more cells that make insulin. It increases the total amount of insulin that's put out into the body, and it causes the body to be less sensitive to the insulin that is in the body.
So what would that be for diabetes?
That's a huge boost for diabetes. Just by normalizing bone development.
Amazing. Okay. I was going to ask you something, I forgot. Alrighty. So, the thing with Tina and going, I need to find that out, because that'd be awesome if she could do that. Humans being more. I forgot they were even doing humans being more.
We could check it here. Let's just do it right here. Because I'm learning that if I don't do it right now, it just gets on the pile. And then I'm screwed because my pile's too big. And I never knock anything off the pile. There's too many people in my group again. And too many things going too fast. So I got to...
So you're okay, delegating, right?
Let me go to... Oh. I lost you on the meeting. I pushed the wrong button. Sorry about that. I'll just look it up. Good calls, Jerry.
Where would you go?
Who'd what?
I said good calls.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Good. How are you, Steve?
Doing good.
It's so fun up here. It's almost like, you know, Dennis Williams is over. And did you know that the largest wellness preview that Dennis ever did was in Spokane?
Really?
And that was at the Red Lion when it was out by Sullivan in the freeway.
Uh-huh.
And he did a wellness preview that had 450 people in it.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
And that's when Rooney and I were just getting started. We just started going crazy, and the thing started growing. And we're getting that sense right now because in the last two wellness previews, we had 150 people, and the room just is jammed. And now people are so stoked that they're going to get left behind that they're, like, freaking out. And that's the best way to get people coming to previews is when they know they're going to be left behind.
That's fantastic.
And it's taken forever to get that, but it was because Bruce's group started growing. And, you know, I built the doggone leg under him. That guy, there's a lot to learn from him, but I do most of his work. And then Dave has been sponsoring like an idiot, and his people are good, and they're sponsoring. And now that just torques me off, so I have to go after it to start getting the group growing. And man, it's what we've been looking for. Okay, then we had this thing with Larry this last week, and everybody had to pee or get off the pot. You know, they had to commit.
Well, that's how I found out about the humans being more. I know they always have it. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but the Jenny,
not yeah.
More or less. Okay. What's her name? Patterson. What's her last name?
Jenny Haroldson.
Haroldson. I guess she's going to be one of my their roommates.
You're going to love Jenny. She's like instant energy. She's awesome.
Well, her mom was supposed to, Jan was supposed to, her and Jan was supposed to be roommates, and then
Jenny's mom was supposed to come, and then Jenny just called to say her mom can't come. So I called Jan to say hopefully she could be our roommate again, but I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, she's going to Humans Being More, and she said going to that Larry Prophet, he was telling everybody, get to the convention and go to Humans Being More and help and do whatever you guys
do. Oh, that was a totally cool thing. We learned so much by watching him. It was a cool deal. Yeah, you're right, it's $195, not $95. But here's the cool part. Everybody that came into this, they knew there was going to be a Special Forces program. And unfortunately, the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds did a lousy job of copying what Larry was doing. I watched 50 of them before I ever did one. And then when I did it, I kicked 4 out of the 6 people that I interviewed off the program before it ever started. Larry kicked off another 5, and not one other Royal or Diamond or whatever that was doing them kicked anybody off. And they should have been kicked off before it ever started. And it was not like kicking them out or not like, you know, you didn't make it or whatever. It was just that their commitment levels didn't match what we were planning to do. They were all being so doggone soft-hearted. Well, you know, you've been really good, and you've worked kind of hard, and, geez, we just wouldn't want you to have to do that. And, gosh, you know what? Because you were really nice last year and you can't make these things, we'll still let you do this. And what Larry was doing was not telling people you had to get to this or had to get to that. It was very interesting. Oh, I loved it. You had to draw out your group on a piece of paper. And when you got to the interview and you sat down, you put the paper on the table and he'd review it and he'd ask what rank you were at and how long you've been going there. And then he'd ask one major question. What's wrong? What do you suppose that elicited in some people? More excuses than Carter had little liver pills. And they told every kind of thing you could ever imagine. And then went through a whole series of other very interesting questions, but when he got to the Humans Being More training, he never said to anybody, you need to go here or you need to go there. What he said was, about the convention, Humans Being More training, he said, have you made arrangements for Human Beings More training? And they would absolutely come unglued. So the reason I bring that up is just if you were to be at the Humans Being More training in Texas, then when the one comes up 2 months later in Spokane, you will have had a real fresh sense. And if you're going to build to what you want to build and have the groups you're going to want to bring, you're going to want to have that hot feeling of just having been there yourself and fire people up, because that one that we're doing here in Spokane is not for you. Who's it for?
For new people.
Exactly. So he's saying, you're trying to tell me that you want to go to $10,000 a year or $10,000 a month a year from now. That is going to take people, and those people are all going to have that Humans Being More experience. So, have you made arrangements for going to the one in Texas? Most people think he's trying to force you to go to the one in Texas. But the bigger issue, the more important issue, the more interesting issue, was he was holding up a mirror in front of you and saying, made a bunch of commitments. You told me that you were tough, or you told me that you could make this happen, or you really had a goal for doing that. And now I'm just asking you, is this a part of the plan for you getting where you want to go with it? And they just would come apart. And for many, they had to walk through a threshold and come to a realization that they had these conflicting realities. And as long as those conflicting realities exist, you can't make it. Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
And and it was fun to watch them wiggle and watch them bust through. And what most of the diamonds and Royal Diamonds couldn't do was, number one, phrase it correctly, or number two, ask anybody to do anything. And that's the way it is with most of our distributors. They don't want to ask anybody to do anything.
They don't want to be told either.
Right. So rather than being asked or being told, the other option is just to be aware that somebody has a want or a need or a desire for something, and just being interested in their response. Oh. And you can ask simple questions, and it would be very embarrassing of them, because they'll go, no, I haven't thought about that, or yes, I've thought about that, and I'm just making excuses for not doing it, so shut up, don't bug me. And it's a reality that most people really have to take a very strong look at. Because if they can't break through that part, you shouldn't be trying to say they're going to make this or do that or be committed to this or that. That wouldn't make any sense.
I wonder if there's a deadline. Is it Thursday, the first day, do you know?
To the event, you mean?
To humans being more.
No, there's no deadline. I mean, the only reason that they have something of a deadline was to make sure that there was materials there for you. If there was going to be a big influx of people, you might not get a book.
Okay.
And that's usually the way they run it, but there may be, but that's usually how they do it. All right, well, I can't wait to see you.
I know.
So we're going to be meeting in the lobby sometime on Friday afternoon. Just watch for your email, and I'll see if I can figure out what place. Because I just have to talk to the people at the front desk and see if there's some really sort of obvious landmark or something that everybody would gather underneath, and then we'll just make the call. And then you call me when you get there, because then we'll pick you guys up and start throwing you around and introducing you to everybody.
Cool.
Okay, right. See you there.
Have fun.
You've had a long time on the phone, haven't you?
You can't believe my last 3 weeks.
I'm just saying that today, because I heard some of Rick Murphy's saying, and then I know you had your 8 o'clock, and then now, so.
I know, but I've actually, now I got 3 in a row every week, because I'm doing the Russian call at 7 usually.
Oh, good.
So, off we go.
If you would get me on your Crossline email list, I'd sure appreciate it.
Well, you know what I'd appreciate? If I had enough gumption to actually make a Crossline email list.
Okay.
I do need to get at it. And that's one of the things that this has really forced me to do, is that I'm just way, 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 way beyond my capacity to keep up with all the things I'm being asked to do.
You need an assistant like Dave.
Well, yeah, and so what I'm going to do as an assistant is I'm going to be taking all these people that are on the team and they really want to play with the team and doing stuff on the team. They got to pony up, and one of Larry's deals that is going to be required is that we create a series of job descriptions.
Oh.
And it could be everybody from baking cookies to watching the door to whatever. And as a result of doing all that stuff, the people feel more engaged in it. They feel like it's more part of what they do.
You've always talked about that.
Yeah. I really think that'll be a good thing. And then they had to make a commitment to do two things. One was to go to a wellness preview once a week and you can't get out of it, and or to go to a training once a week. So we're going to be forced to do the training. Now the training, we're going to cycle through 4 weeks, but each week it's going to have 2 or 3 different subjects for brand new people. But the people teaching it are the ones on the team. not the golds and the or not the diamonds and the raw diamonds anymore. So it teaches people to get better, and teaches people to step up, go for it. So I'm totally fired up about that. But they're also going to have to sit down with me and come up with some ideas that things like a newsletter that has to go out and give people all the recognition for things they did, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so all kinds of different pieces.
Just like a team review and how we encourage each other and keep each other posted.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds cool.
Cool.
So that I have to organize, and it's not my skill set, so I have to let somebody else do it.
Delegate.
Uh-huh. Okay, guys, we'll see you later.
Travel safe. Have fun.
Bye, Terry. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.